Sound familiar?
Oh, maybe the issues were different.
Sort of gotten sometimes that feeling I've had to change more than... It's the little things, isn't it? So that in mind, I want to share with you five keys to a healthy marriage. Now, I know I've been talking about, I've gotten hung up on fives, I think. Five transforming truths. But I'm just setting those aside for one day. And we'll pick up with truth number three next Sunday of that. Transforming truth of God. But I just want to share with you some keys to healthy marriage that come out of letter to Matthew, or teaching of Jesus, and letter to the Ephesians. But the first key really comes out of the teaching of Jesus, and it's simply this: God designed us for lifelong marriage. The two shall be one flesh. Oh, one flesh marriage does require major adjustments. It doesn't come easy. It's the bonding of two different people, and that takes intentional work. It doesn't automatically flow together in romance, because partly our different ideas of what romance is different. We saw it in the video. Different DNAs, different family histories, different educations. Oh, it may be, you may both have high school, college diplomas, but in the process, different teachers, different ways things were taught, and through those values were taught, even though they say they're not. Anybody that ever says that is silly. Turn them off. We teach values. Different life experiences. Different expectations. And then there are changes through the stages and the tests of life. And those changes in the stages of life further reinforce our perspectives. Jesus, bless his heart, gave this teaching. You want to join with me? You are in this world, you will have trouble. Let's try that one again. In this world, you will have trouble. Got that one? Just mark it down. It will come. In Financial Peace University, Dave Ramsey teaches, Murphy comes. You know who Murphy is, don't you? Yeah, Murphy's Law. If anything can and will go wrong, it'll happen. Wow. Here's the challenge. These troubles will either strengthen you or break you. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. Jesus taught that divorce was allowed because of the hardness of human hearts. There's a second century rabbinic story that goes something like this. A wealthy Roman matron spoke to a rabbinic sage and asked, "Since your creator God made the universe in 7 days, what's he been doing since?"
Oh, the sage replied,
he's been making couples.
The Roman woman says to the rabbi, oh, I can do that. So she proceeded to command 100 slaves be coupled off and sent them to a great dwelling. After one night, the place was shambles. The couples had fought, and chaos began to reign. In defeat and shame, she returned to the rabbi and observed, oh, that's no minor thing your God does.
One flesh bonding, or marriage, starts with divine bonding. It's no small thing when I officiate a marriage and say, I pronounce you husband and wife in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those aren't just words. Oh, for some people, that's all it is format. But for believers, it's a reality. God does his work in bonding. It leads to a second key found in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Verse 21. Oh, the following words get into that. Submit to one another, wives to your husbands, husband, you know, and we're going to see that in a moment. But it's all preceded by the major part of the sentence that a lot of translations mess up, and they tie into another section. And here's the statement. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. It's the major sentence. Any grammarians here? What's the major subject, verb, object of any sentence? That's important. And all the rest in a run-on sentence, in ancient profile, is just sort of a run-on of this one sentence. This is the major sentence of chapter 5, verse 21, and everything through the section on marriage. Here it is. Are you ready? Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Key number two is this: make Jesus the Lord of your home. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Before that instruction, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, the apostle wrote, make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to the God, to the Father, for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Being aware of what God is doing in your life. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some time ago, I came across three pictures of wedding formats. You know, one is this one. There's wedding day, and it's sort of a V form. There's wedding day, and then life wedges in. And it starts pushing us up. All those wonderful dreams. Life takes its toll. Murphy comes. And it can separate, drive us apart. A second picture is this. Actually, I wanted this to look like railroad ties. We're just running parallel lives, and we think we're together, and we're sort of holding on, but we're dependent on the things of life, like house, children, pleasure, money, profession, job, church, hobbies, hold us together. But anybody that's been around railroad people very long knows that after a while, those ties, they do something. They deteriorate. And unless they're replaced, the weight and the pressure of that train moving along just pushes the ties out. And you have a derailment. We need something more than the things of life. I still remember a lesson I was taught in college with a co-worker. I was just a young college student. He had been a truck driver all of his life, I don't know how many million miles without accident. And so he'd retired, was doing a part-time job, and we got to talking one day. And somehow he got to reminisce, and he said, you know, over the years, driving truck, came home and I was expecting things to be like they were. But wife had changed, and she looked at me and wondered who I was, and we lost track of who each other was, and we divorced. Big old guy. Knew his way across the roads of the nation, but had lost marriage and family. He was lost. I need something more than that. So here's my suggestion, an A-frame. Always putting Jesus Christ as center. Life will come, but as we keep centered in Christ, there's ways of holding together. It's a key to a healthy marriage. Submission to Jesus as Lord. Key number three is this. Respect your spouse as a person created and loved by God. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Friends, your spouse is a human being with dreams and hopes. They have a unique DNA, a unique set of talents, gifting, a unique set of history. And it's part of that uniqueness that attracted you to each other in the first place. And there's been an observation sometimes, the things that irritate us most about our spouse is the thing that used to attract us. What happened? Your spouse is a gift of God who makes us whole in a new way. See, husband and wife become one person bonded together in holy matrimony. Two persons, yet one. One, yet two. Domestic abuse is the result of one person thinking they are superior to the other and seeking to dominate everyone else in the family, beginning with spouse. Oh, maybe you're not striking your spouse, taking a club to your, but are you putting them down constantly? Have you been ignoring who they are as a person, their DNA, their talents, their experience, their dreams, their hope? Have you been putting them to make them in your form? Listening to the guy that says, "I feels like I've given up more than she has." You've started moving into the area of abuse. Your spouse is a person loved by God. Never forget it. So that brings me to key four. Love, honor, and cherish one another daily. Forget the obedience part. Love, honor, cherish. Oh, it's a subsection. It's a part of that previous sentence that we read this phrase in that fifth chapter, and a lot of people hang on to, wives, submit to your husbands as head of the home. That's a sub-phrase within the major sentence. But there's another sub-phrase that's equally important. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Think of this. Jesus sacrificed all of his rights and privileges of being God and residing in heaven to come to earth. Taking the form of a servant, he submitted himself and became human and dwelled in our midst. He didn't come as a king. He came as the child of just a common, ordinary, hardworking couple. See, love sacrifices rights to build up spouse in every aspect of life. So how do we do that? Commit yourselves to one another. Commit to listen, pay attention, understand, build one another up. Folks, by the help of God, I'm the only one that can change me. And your spouse is the only one that can change her or him. The big step is to listen. And so men, let me give you a suggestion of what it means to be head of your home. You be the first to shut up, sit down, turn off the TV, and listen. Make sure you understand what your spouse is saying, your wife, what her concern is, and what her hurt is. Part of being head is being the first to submit and humble yourself. Listen. I've met some men who thought their job was to fix their wives. Whenever you have that attitude, you need fixed. Wives, just because your husband understands you now, and he's shared that back, and he's proved that by expressing it, doesn't mean he has to agree. So it's your turn now to make sure you listen. What's his issue? What's his concerns? What's going on? What's he thinking? What's he feeling? And I've got a strong conviction of this. When we've come to really hear, understand, and love, we don't compromise. We find alternatives that bring together the dreams and the hopes in a whole new way. And when you do that, you don't get caught up in compromise. I don't buy marriage as a 50-50. Forget it. Because that means 50% of the time you're losing. Marriage is a 100%, 100%, 100% of me, 100% of my spouse working together. And out of it comes a whole new way of dealing with life. Commit yourself to one another. Cherish one another in celebration and in the struggle times of your life. Commitment. For better, for worse, richer, poorer, prosperity, poverty, sickness, health, good times and bad, till death separates us. But here's a fifth key, and it makes all things possible. It's in that fifth chapter of the letter to the Ephesians. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Think of this. God with you at home, at work, and in everything you do. God gave you the gift of Himself by the gift of the Holy Spirit when you received Jesus as Savior. That's a promise of the Scripture. You don't have to go looking for it, hunting for it. When we receive Christ Jesus as Savior, God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells with us, counselor, guide, and teacher. Empowerment to make tough decisions and deal with difficulties of life. Cleansing our hearts from all sin, filling us with love that gets hope in the dark and stressful times of life. God empowers us to live His design of marriage. Jesus, talking about conflict between His disciples, makes a statement that is effective in marriage. Speaking to disciples, that means coming together in Christ, two who believe, if you really say you believe in Christ, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. And if you'll follow it, you can settle any argument. Five keys. My dream for you is this next video. Watch it, please.